Secure of Russia and Freedom. Once again, we are here gathered to touch on another sugya, which is very, very nogal lemaise, every day, every week, every situation, people, neighbors, partners, husband and wife, v'chulu v'chulu. Before we go into the din of secular courts, what we call secular courts, let's make an introduction which is very important in order to understand why is it so severe, so chomor, the union of secular courts. And where the din of secular courts and din of the machusa dina, how do they go together hand by hand? In Rashi, the first Rashi in Mishpatim, Veleha Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifnehem, these are the Mishpatim that should be presented to them. Them meaning, who's them? Meaning the Shivim Zekeinim who are before Parashas Yisroi, which are Mumchim, which are experts and have Smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So Mishpatim should be presented Lifnehem, to them. The Mahute to exclude Hedyoitos, Yidden, but Hedyoitos, a Hedyot, means an ignorant translation of the word. But halachically, even if a person knows Shasu Poskim, it's also a Hedyot, we are all Hedyoitos, the Gemara says, including some Emoroim, because we lost the Smicha. One day we'll talk about that. That's Hedyoitos. Anan, Hedyoitos, Anan. Then there is another one. Lifnehem, to them, to the Shivim Zekeinim, the Maute Akum, to exclude Gentiles, not Gentiles per se as individual, but Arkoyes, any judgment, any judge, any courts, any system of courts which are from other ummas, other nations. And introduce also, why not? What's wrong with it? I will read the shtickel in the Sefer, very important. From the Astura, the Mir Mashiach Rabbi Rucham. Ve'eli ha-mishpatim. Mishpite ha-umes u'mishpite ha-toiro. They are different in the very essence. The mishpite ha-umes, the yesoid is, the foundation is, the benefit for society, according to the times, according to the needs and the conditions of life. Tnoi ha-chayim shel ha-tzibur shelahem, according to the times. It's not mechuyav u'muchrach be'etzem. It's not mandatory or forced by their very essence. Hayom hem mekubolim, today is accepted. Umachari yunet tchuyim, tomorrow is rejected. Their laws is like their judges. Today they are accepted, and tomorrow they are. Vehem belehim hafachfiyut, and they are constantly changing. On opposites. It changes from morning to afternoon, and from afternoon to the night. It's according to their needs, their returners, their taivas, their heshek, and their philosophy. And nothing will be emes forever, and kayam everlasting. Therefore, their mishpotim and their chukim have no continuity. Laila, they are full of stiras and contradictions, in every part of them. You will never find amongst them a shakla vetaria with the kasha, with the teretz. You will never find urminhu tachshver. There's no need for an answer of achavemayaskinan. There's no question, because you could say we changed. Rabdil lochen hi atoiro ki maise elokim hi. We know that, but we forget. Velo rak she'ena miyusedet behaskomas b'nei odom. Not only it's not a national or international accepted or constituted by people, ela b'hefech, but the other way around. The Torah is the yesoid of mankind. Not man did not make the law, but the law made the man. Torah made the person, I was massacring the person and the society according to the needs of the Torah. Torah needs society. Society did not create the Torah. Ha'adam hutkan, person was formed with every matkonet, every aspect of him, psychological, intellectual, all his senses are according to the Torah. The Evorim, his limbs, Ramach Evorim. The person has Ramach Evorim because they are Ramach Mitzvahs. Not that once you have the Evorim, therefore you do mitzvahs with them. No. You have an ear. There is a Sefer HaCharedim from one of the Gedolei Hadishonim, Rabbi Eliezer HaZakri. Mitzvahs, who counts 9 mitzvahs with the ear. So we understand, yeah, once you have the ear, there's 9 mitzvahs to it. To hear this and to hear that. Ramach Evorim Yeshnam Ba'odam Keneged Mitzvahs. Because you need Ramach Mitzvahs. Therefore the Evorim, the limbs, were created. So on Shasa Gidim, Neged Shasa Mitzvot Lo Ta'ase. The Moshal, he says. Very simple Moshal. Abba and parents. People would think, you need parents. Because how do you have a child without parents? Very simple. No. Lama utzrach av? Who needs a father and a mother? Not because biologically it's needed. That's minus gemuro, it's apikursos. Ela the opposite, because there is a mitzvah of kibud avahem, therefore you have a father and a mother. Shelo ha'av sibas ha-mitzvah, the father is not the cause of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the cause of the father. And that's everything else. And these are the mishpotim. The Mishpotim is not a constitution of laws for the benefit of society. But the other way around, society was created because they are Mishpotim. So they are not to be substituted by any other Mishpat. Because then you will miss the purpose of creation. Al-Sheikh HaKodosh, Moshe Al-Sheikh, writes in the Hakdama twist, it writes in this posuk, Lifnehem velo lifnei akum. He writes Dovan Nifla at Moed. Only the Al-Sheikh could write such a thing. He writes, we all understand and agree that on Rosh Hashanah everyone's din is decided. Judgment. Part of the judgment are his assets. Mi ye'oni u mi ye'osher. Who will become poor and who will become ever very rich. And it's decided on the Hashanah who gets the dollar and who loses it. Mimela. And that's decided according to the rules of the Torah. Mimela, when a person presents any claim or wins any money in a secular court system, and so that was not, and that's not a pid in Torah. So you are changing the gzera of Rosh Hashanah. Dovah Nifla, what is that? Rosh Hashanah was the paskant, you don't deserve it. Fine? Come and you go to court, and there you win. So you are changing the psak of the Eibishter. And that's very bad. That's negative.
Isn't he just going to get the money from somewhere else?
Hashem?
He doesn't deserve it?
Exactly.
So we're not changing it.
You are changing it. There is a psak that he would get so much. And so much according to Mishpat HaTorah. Because your assets are utensils for Avodas Hashem. Whatever you have and don't have, it's in order to lead you to your goal and task in Avodas Hashem. And that was decided for you. You should have or not have. Umimela, when you win something that you don't deserve, you are changing the gzero from Rosh Hashanah. I want to read his words because they are mamish fundamental in this inyan, the Divrei HaShech. En sofek ki chol yom b'Rosh Hashanah melech ha'olam yamid b'mishpat kol yitzur ha'olam ve'yigzor al ha'ish ve'ish dem machsoiro, his needs. And when he's granted wealth to a certain amount, he's given. Al pi ha'Torah yizke v'yikne b'din sach moyus. According to the Torah, he will get it no matter what. Or he will lose it. Kasher dan dino yizborach, bepes dino ha'godol v'ha'kodosh, kach yiyeh, that will be. But if he's going to lose that, so that 100, so again, he will not have it. But ha'oilech el plilim ha'nochrim, to secular judges, with his fellow man, Ayid, then he lo yitzdak dino shel Hashem yizborach. V'ashem nigzar al ze yafsid mosayim. וישלם לחברו. עתה, נהפכו, נמצאו, both of them, מהפכים דינו יסבורך. You try to change Hashem's psak. Because he decided, capital H, that Reuven doesn't deserve the $100 from Shimon. When you approach it to secular courts and he gets it, so that mishpat, that gzero, that din, minyoni, miyosher, you changed it. Al ken tov lagever yisa oil mishpat ha-toiro, to carry mishpat ha-toiro, ki halo, that oisher, that money that he wins in secular courts, he wins it be'inyan ra, negatively. Ve'ashem lo yazov ve'yevalt mishpatoi, Hashem will not change his decree, ויעשה לו כנפיים, who will create wings for him to lose it. This is the Al-Sheikh in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. You could reach it. Let's go into the halacha aspect. We will not talk about Eretz Yisrael because that's much, much more severe. The Supreme Court of Eretz Yisrael, that's much, much more severe. We will talk about Chutzal Haaretz. If it comes, maybe next time we did. Chazal Maflig very much. Poskei HaDoros, all the poskim in the Chomer HaIsur of summoning a Yid to secular courts, which are done al pi chukei hagoyim of different times. The Rambam calls a person to that with us. Shchonoru calls the Rambam in Siman Chovov very strict, very, very severe words, not strict, but severe. Osu lodon bifnei dine akum. Sorry. Osu lodon bifnei dayane akum. Secular, akum doesn't mean akum, idol worshiper, means a secular. Dayane akum. Or, even if they're not judges, arkoyes shalahem, their courthouses. There's two kinds. Dayane akum, a judge which is a non-Yid, ubearkoyes shalahem, and in their courts. Afilu bedin shedonim kedine Yisrael, even if the din, which is exactly the same thing like din Yisrael. If I break this, they'll make me pay. And if I break this, the Torah makes me pay. So it's the same. Man of Kavina. If I damage your car, the Torah makes me pay. And if I damage your car, they make me pay. So Man of Kavina, where I go, what's the difference? Not only that, Afilu nisratzu shenea baledinim. Both baledinim, both litigants are to the agreement. Not only that, I could add, they made an agreement like that. The beginning of the partnership, part of the partnership is that we will litigate all our differences in secular courts, which is very common. A part of the Heskem of the agreement of the Heskem in a partnership is formed like that. Any disagreement we have to go to courts. Afilu shnei baledinim is nisratzu, they agree. Osur lodun bifnehem. Chol habar lodun bifnehem. And if you do, arezerosho, reshin ayin. Never in the 1700 simonim of the Shulchan Aruch wrote the word resh shin ayin. Never the Mechaber wrote the word, if you did it, if you do this, you are a resh shin ayin. Only here, in this siman chof vav v'chosh v'shpud. Are ze rosh, keilu chiref v'gidef, as if he, chalila cursed. V'herim yad, and he raised his hand, betoiras Moshe Rabbeinu ar v'shalom. These are the words of the Rambam, by the way. This, he is quoting the Rambam. And therefore, says the Ramon, Bezdin, when Bezdin had koyach, they should put him in a nidui and put it in cherem until he stops. Not only that, those who support it, for example, a lawyer who represents a litigant in secular courts is also part of the halacha. Call him machzik, supports. Ha'hoylech lifnei goyim. How many times? I repeat three times. Husband and wife litigating, especially husband and wife. And the lawyer, her lawyer, advises her, what you are going to get in Beis Din? What? Ksuba? What? $20,000? Let's go to court. Will take half of his practice. He's a doctor, a lawyer, a professional, a rich man. In secular courts, in American law, you get 50%. This is Ma'isim Bechol Yom. She may wear three shaitels. Bechulu, bechulu, bechulu. And the lawyer convinces her. ויהיה וכן יש וכן מחרימים המחזיק whoever supports those who go לפני הגויים. Even if he uses go in power, which means authority, through the police or through the judges, I will force him to come to a Din Torah, to Din Israel. Well, it's not that bad. So, Zog de Ramo, Va'afilu en odan lifnei agoyim, Rakofehu, he forces him to judge, to come to judgment, lifnei Israel. But he forces him through goyim. Ra'ul lemotcho al ha'amud, you should tie him up to a pole and give him a kiss. Whoever uses goyim to force the second litigant. It doesn't make a difference who. The lawyer or the lady or the husband, who cares? One of the litigants. Even more. How many times? And again, how many times? You have litigants, even partners, who go to secular courts. And Reuven loses. I lost. Let's go to Beis Din. I lost. Maybe there I get something. In that case, Beis Din does not open the file. And is kokim loy. That's the Shita Saramo. The Ramo brings an opinion, Vayeshom brim den is kokim loy, we give him a chance for tshuva. But that's a imlo shegoram hefsed, v'chulu v'chulu. That's basically the Mechaber and the Ramo. I didn't do anything, just with you what the Mechaber and the Ramo say. It's a short siman, but in the Achronim is endless. That's what I meant to say, that the Poskim took this very, very severe. Because Chochmas HaMishpot, it's not man-made. It's a divine Zach. It's a Dovah Ruchni. Dovah Pele. And if I break this standard, I pay. It's not a Gashmizdik Zach. It's a Ruchni Yizdik Zach. All this ben Odom lachavero, ki a mishpot lelokim hu. Mishpot is a azach von der Eibeshte. The Medrash says, I combine halacha and Medrash together. Dovar acher, on this pasuk, ve'ele ha mishpotim, at the beginning of the parsha, maksim lemailo min ha parsha azois, before this parsha, follow what it says, Veshoftu esom bechol eis. Yisro gives the advice to Moshe Rabbeinu to make a certain system. Veshoftu et ha'am bechol eis, and you will be able to judge everyone at any time. They will not have to be waiting online. So, the beginning is Mishpotim, the beginning of Yisro. Ve'omar kan ve'ele ha'mishpotim. So there it says Veshoftu. In those states, where are Mishpotim? So Mishpotim Mikan, and Mishpotim Mikan. The Adibro is Be'enza. And the Aser is Adibro in the center. Moshal le Matruno. A Moshal to the Queen. Shehoiso mehaleches. They carry her in a chariot. She is on a royal wagon. Imagine the British Queen, the Queen from England. Hazayin Mikan, the bodyguards in the front. The Hazayin Mikan, and the bodyguards in the back. The Hibemsa, she's in the center. Kacha Toiro, Dinim Lefaneho, the Dinim Meachareho. Mishpotim are before, Asiras Adibris, the Shoftu Esaham Becholeis, and Mishpotim are after, the Hibemsa. Interesting Moshe. What does that mean? What does that mean? Interesting Moshe. It means that the Torah needs protection. And needs a bodyguard. The protection of Aseres Tadibris are Mishpotim Lefaneha u Mishpotim Leachareha. So there is not two departments, Ben Odom Lamokom, Ben Odom Lachavero, but in fact, Ben Odom Lachavero protects Kaveyochol Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And protects Kaveyochol Lotisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, or Zachoyr Yishom Hashabbos. The protection of it, the safeguard, the bodyguards, are Mishpotim Lefaneah U Mishpotim Leachareah. As I said many times, both parties agree. Both agree. Or there is no issue gezer because the poskim write the tashbetz, the bekeb, if Veiga brings them in Gideon HaShulchan Aruch, that any money which is win, which you deserve in secular courts, if al pi din you don't deserve it, it's gezer. It's stealing. If you buy an esrer, it's not yours. If you mekadesh an isha, she doesn't need a get. You heard? Again. You went to secular courts. You were winning, whatever. The psak is, the judgment is $100. With those $100, you mekadesh an isha. She doesn't need a get. How many people? They make achnosa sefer Torah with the money that they win in court. How much is achnosa sefer Torah from the beginning to the end? 100,000. The party, the everything, sefer Torah, everything together. But how did? Is 100,000. He made a million in court. And in order to give maaser, he buys sefer Torah. You heard the mashal? So the Lotigzol, which is written there, he erased
it. That's only when it's versus another
Yid,
right? You got that money?
I'm talking another Yid. We'll go to a Gentile. If Lechatkila, you must take him to the Israel. That's something else. But I'm talking to another Yid. I'm not that. A Goldberg against the Moscovich. And not only that, the judge. He's also a Yid, a Goldstein. Alle drei sind Yidin, the ganze Zimun. Zimun a Yidin. And more so, the litigants are from Yidin. And more so, they are Hasidic Jews. And more so, they are Rebbes. Because Rebbes, no person could judge them. So, you were good. So it is gezel, that's number one. How many times? Borrowing something. You borrow, you destroy it, you lost it, you whatever. But according to Din HaTorah, you potter, because Bailav Imoy, the Din of Bailav Imoy in Shoyel, in a borrower, that if the owners are somehow involved in the borrowing of the item, somehow involved, of course, the sugi about it, you potter whatever happens to the item. You go to a secular court, I lent him a golden bracelet, or whatever, and he lost it. Yush! That's the thing by them, Yush. It is going to exist, such a thing. The Sugya of Yush. Such a thing doesn't exist. Yushahin, Yushahar. You lost it, you stole it, you pay. If Al Pidin, Yush is going to, and that's the case, in Amitzir, in Gzelo, so you don't deserve it. And a person who understands and knows And he's a maimin. And he's a maimin in Dibra Al-Sheikh, what we spoke before. That the Hashgocha Eliyoyna, that everything is, the Hashgocha Eliyoyna, was megalgel, that this money should go to him, through Yiyush, through whatever, he would not be interested in changing the psak that the Mishpat HaElyon decided. So the Torah are Mishpotim Elyonim. It's a Mishpat from the Eibishter. It's not it's a mention, you know, you could be Mocher, you could this, you could that. The Rishonim, the Rosh in the Tshuva, the Rashba in the Tshuva, there was a big, I call it a mako, a plague, Bizman the Rishonim in Spain, that Yidden would learn secular chokhmes. One of them would be civil law, Mishpete Yavan, Greek laws, from the Ottoman Empire. And they would judge accordingly. And if you learn Tshuvas, many of the Rosh, and many Tshuvas and Rashba, you would see that that was common. It's not today, it's not only today. Could you become a lawyer? Why not? Why not? I must become a dentist. Who makes more? Hello, if I get you $1 million those from the courts, I get a third. I don't know that much by the root canal to you. Pitzo shehoita metsuyo in Sforad, bizman de Rashbo. She Israel, Yidden, were learning chokhmas umas ha'olam, and they stopped chokhmas limud ha'Torah. And what happened? Besides the little Torah of it, besides that. אשר שופטו משפטי האקום, על כן גוזבנו מבני קהלנו, our communities, that learn ספרי היוונים, אשר חיברו בחוכמת הטבע, that from היום, until the next 50 years, it's exera לזמן, because אין בזדין גוזבין, exera forever, no one should learn it or practice it. Interesting. Because that will cause them to judge, once you learn it, once you study it, will cause them to judge accordingly. Ve'ish ech lo yogur lishpoit ben chochmas enosh shenivna al adimyon. How could a person think of judging according to the Chochmas man-made, Chochmas Enosh, which is built on Dimyon, La Chochmah Elyono? So Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basro, Ar Chochmah Elyono. So Shnayim Sheochzim Betalis Yachloiku is Chochmah Elyono. And Amoitzi Mechavero Or Avaraya is Chochmah Elyono. And Dina de Garmi, a Groma is Potter in Ezekiel, is Chokhma Elyona, and on out the thousands and thousands of them. The Chiyuv Tochocho, on Rabbonim, to talk about. Have you ever heard the Ravs talking about this in public? hear many shailas in protein, in details of humras in Bishul Hakum. Could be. Every year you will hear new humra in Bishul. Do Rabbonim talk in Parshas Mishpotim about this? At least Parshas Mishpotim. Do friends tell others, hey, you're not allowed to. Like I said, do lawyers tell their clients, I can't work for you, I work only for Goyim. Rabboni HaKehile su manhigim ba'le ashpo tzichim leuchiyach es hashoimim, not to address yourself to secular courts and not to force money out of someone else, shelo kedim. And even if in this case the mishpotim are the same, you must stop them to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Chilul Hashem. Utzichim betaken takonos limnias ha'isuf, velo yimnuhu la'asoro lo yimar kadish u'borchu, and not to give him shlishi. That's for sure not. You don't say Ya'amud Moreinu. Nor Mafti Yoino. What's with us and his business? So tell me that. Ve'im lo michu ho'ovon be'al atzavaram. A notary public, that's not a mishpat. That is a plain kiyum shtores, that when you learn the sugi of Dina de Malchus Adine, which the Chazon Ish writes, that unless you are boki, right? Unless you are boki in secular law, you cannot understand the sugi of Dina de Malchus Adine, the shore sugi, with all the protein. But a public notary, a notary public, that's not Osur, that's not Arkoyes, it's not a judge house judgment. Even if they, not only you use them for a signature, even if they prepare an agreement. Preparing an agreement, any kind of agreement, between partners, between that will not be a aku. They don't nichlal together a kois aku. So long the agreement, it's not connected to her. How many times you have agreements that there is a paragraph obliging one of them in case he doesn't pay on time, ribis. How many times we had invested in an agreement to pay to vision tzvei, hey mishi hidden. That there is a paragraph there, paragraph 32a, that if he doesn't pay on time, he'll pay ribis 8% per month. Who prepared that? The secular notary public or the lawyer? That you have to be careful. So long as it's not connected to halacha, preparing an agreement with a secular lawyer hasn't got a problem. Jury duty. You receive an money for jury duty, you try to delay it, push it, to get it. And you are Muzman for the nice party with 8 more She'enu Mineinu, different kind of us. And also not our skin color. And also it's the I'm a Shiid with 8 more Grisa Chachomim. And they are going to judge him if he's high of Misa, or he goes to jail, or if he pays. And that's what gets us. This is a problem. This is a problem. I will read from the Achronim, what the Achronim compiled. יש האויסרים ליהודי לשמש כשויפת בבית משפט של גויים. Could you be, first of all, a judge? That's number one. Or to sit in a jury duty. That's called in Hebrew, if we ever find it, Chever HaMushbaim. That's jury duty. In any bet mishpat, in any secular courts, even if the litigants are Gentiles, both of them, sitting in the arkoyes, sitting there, that alone is Chilul Hashem. So how do you get out of it? I'll tell you a very simple way. I've gotten twice. I postpone it to the week of Tisha B'Av.
Wait.
And I go there Monday morning, and they interview you. You tell the lawyer, listen, I'm very sorry, but you know that this week is Tisha B'Av, and we don't eat for the entire day, and we need to prepare ourselves 2 days before and 2 days after. We are weak and the mind doesn't work. Twice, I was released.
What's the issur for a Jew to sit and judge?
You have to have dinim.
The goyim or Muslims themselves have to have dinim. So
what? Well, okay, so aloche, if yidden have to have, if goyim have to have dinim, last night we learned it. Yankov, my son and I. If yidden, I'm sorry, if goyim have to have dinim of their own or like us? What? They have to have dinim. Hagoyim mitzuvim al dinim. Shira mitzvot b'nei Noach. Rambam states that in Perek Vov in Mamrim, one of them is to lehamid hayonim, to for the society. Fine, but what dinim do they have to follow? I don't know. What does it say? There is a machlokas Rambam, Rashi and Ramban in Vayishlach in the Ma'aseh of Shechem. The Ma'aseh of Shechem, why was Yaakov Avinu upset? Why they did it? Chulu v'chulu. If you look at the Ramban, the Ramban says there that the chiyuv of Gentiles, le'ha'amid dayonim u'bote mishpat, to judge, is to judge identity levels. Shomer Socher, Shomer Chinam, Shoyel, and Socher. And Zikim, and Boyer. Ado shtetin Ramban. Look inside, you see. So that's not clear. If Goyim have freedom of picking any court system, any constitution, any law, as they wish.
So according to the Ramban, all the Goyim are really Chayiv Misa, because if they're not...
Those up there, that's why Bnei Shechem Chayiv Misa.
So it's not only them, it's everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, really, we can...
Today? Today? So that's a Shaila? Only Shechem? Many times they ask, how did they do? So Rabbonim should answer. The question is Shechem? Read the news. That's Shechem, Sodom v'Amora. The entire constitution is one big Sodom v'Amora. Sodom v'Pashut. So again, Yesh Osrim, there are those who aser, some poskim aser bizman hazeh, to sit with judges or in a jury duty or to be a judge. Imagine a judge. Shvarte tachrichim. Second, because bebote ha-mishpat of goyim, they accept an isho to judge and to say edus. Ve'al pei din Torah ben noyach, shteti Rambam is nidden al pi kroivim, ve'al pi adechod, ve'al pi psule le'edus, but not al pi isho. The Rambam is mamrim. Goyim between themselves, which they are mitzuvim al adinim, which the Rambam Shita is, they could not like the Ramban, they could make their own constitution, but a goy is nidden al pi kroivim.
True.
And goy is nidan al pi adechod, also. Al pi psul el ha'edus, also. Ve'lo al yidei isho. And in this, all these systems, an isho is equal as. This came from Dimion Hashivion, it's called in Hebrew. The equal rights in the times of Napoleon that didn't got the equal rights as Gentiles in a social aspect, in a court. And a Yid until then was not allowed to have his own, to go to court. He didn't have Rabbonim to pass him. In times of the Ramo, before Napoleon, a Yid has to go to the Ramo to pass him. They were rejected from courts. In the Arab countries, until now, Ad Hayom Hazeh. Ad Hayom Hazeh. For example, in Morocco, the king of Morocco, the constitution of the country is that the Yid cannot present any claims in secular courts. He must go to his own qadi, judge, for them to decide. And the Yiddish dayonim were employed by the government, including pension. In Turkey was the same. All the Arab countries. In Europe was the same. Until those equal rights. Those equal rights then made Yidden, in a way, it's a privilege. And in a way it was a big nezek, a big damage. That Yidden understood that now we could go to secular courts, and now we could judge al pi isho, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Many times, in Bote HaMishpat, in secular courts, they accept proofs and evidence which al pi din is punishment. All sorts of ra'ayot, who said that the video camera could pass him? Could you pass him according to a video camera that I took a dollar from the Pushka Khalila? There's a video camera here. And it finds me that my brother, I took a dollar from the Pushka. The Abdili takes me to court. Automatically you hire. Al pi din you hire? No? Maybe I could give a hechsher with cameras, passively. Sometimes you do. Depends on how severe the shailas are. The Tenuva company in Eretz Yisrael, which is the biggest company in milk products, controls the Cholav Yisrael, doesn't exist there, but exist other problems, Chalav Shabbat, etc. With cameras. It's something national. Down in Mashgichim, 24 hours and every single farm. So that might be. Rabbi Weitzman, which is the Rabbi Machshir, Rabbi Rashi and Machshir of Tnuva, has a ganze tshuva, which is a matter. That's something else. But the Choshen Mishpat can I use Benish Leishto, with Isha Prutzo? Can I bring camera up to prove that she's also Lebailo? Or she did this, or she did that? The Paskin that Reuven owes money to Shimon because of a camera. Because he did or he didn't. And so on and so forth.
Why shouldn't it be accepted if it's evidence that...
Because the Torah is not Re'iyo.
But if you know without seeing...
Yediya without Re'iyo is Gonish Vert. Yediya, knowledge, without Re'iyo is Gonish Vert. Those cameras get you to Yediya. Yediya Bruro. Without Re'iyah. Eidim have to see. The ganze Mishnah is in Makkas. Ra'uhu, ra'uhu, ra'uhu. Mechalun zeh, mechalun zeh. You need Re'iyah. Eidim, one major condition by Eidus is Re'iyah. Eid Re'iyah. If I know for sure that the Kala got the ring, because come on, he had it. And the photographer or the Zweiter, yes, the video crossed the aid for a fraction of a second. And I saw the ring in his hand, and then I saw the ring in her hand. Where did you get from? That's a yedio. It's not a ri'ya.
That's kiyum.
Oh, Dr. Yedio, kiyum. Yeah, Lord, I'm kiyum. But I have a yedio.
Yeah, maybe it is enough for purists.
Fine, but I mean, the get is the same. Moment is the same. I see the money in his hand, and I see the money in his hand. He says, oh, he owes him? Same thing in money. But the money was in his hand. Now I tell him, show me, he says, I don't have it. But before he didn't have, and I tell him, show me, and he has it.
You've seen an advancement in technology with riding cars turning on lights for regarding Shabbos, that there is a halacha does follow. So
that's something else. Again, I say, in a moment is a more chomur. When you need two edim, there's nothing to substitute there. Nothing but nothing. And we need ri'ya, it's ri'ya only. And yedio is not enough. And they fasten all this with their secher. That's enough of evidence. So the money you don't deserve. And again, the person is a gazlan. Who would think that if you go to court, your name, Chas v'Shalom, is a Reshin Ayin?
More than that, he says, I stole it, the goyim will believe him, and basically not allowed to believe.
Exactly. And Odom Mesim, Atzmo Rosha doesn't exist by then. What do you mean, if you admit, Avad Yechayev?
Yeah.
Oh, Modi Biknas Potter. If you admit, pay. Modi Biknas is Potter. Doesn't exist by them. Asher Yashion Elohim. When Elohim means Beis Din, will decree that it's Chayav. Then it's Chayav.
In that case, not a guy. The Kivagar's talking about his daddy doesn't have money on
Pidin. Yeah.
If he's talking
about
the money on
Pidin,
but
Mesa,
we wouldn't have enough
Edus
to be Moitzi.
So she owes him. If I don't have Edus, you cannot be Moitzi. If he gives him from his own rotzon, it's machmir, bakasha.
We'll get to enforce.
Many times they pasken according to the lefi ha-matzpun shelahem, their conscience. They decide lefi ha-matzpun something which is not correct. Torah doesn't pasken according to a matzpun, such thing doesn't exist.
What about to enforce the
psak of Bezdin? Oh, that's a very good question. When there is a psak of Bezdin, two Yidden have a psak from Bezdin that Reuben is chayav to Shimon kach vekach. Mm-hmm. Or that the lady has to do kach vekach, or the husband has to do kach vekach, and they only use courts to enforce the psak. But purely for that, it's fine. Because if you go to Goyim, the Goyim oim rim loi. The Mishnah and Gittin. Aseh Mashi Yisrael, Oim Rim Lecho, that's fine. Use the Goyim to enforce the Psak. Because we don't have Shoiftim, the Shoitrim we don't have, Shoiftim we may have. Shoitrim, policemen we don't have, we're not allowed to have. The country won't let us. No Chazach. Even if you allow a Yid to sit in a jury duty, what should he say? Could he pass him like Goyim? Because anyway, Miminoi, who miss more than another one? So, Marav Kumina, what do I say? Or does he have to pass him and pich Choshu Mishpat? But maybe he doesn't know Choshu Mishpat, or he has nicht. What should he do? Once you allow him, lefi amatirim, those that are matir to sit on a jury duty. Let's say, because jury duty is not a system of court, it's more of a social agreement, it's moichalim zerazeh, al menat ken you voted, etc., etc. All these coolers. How should he pass? Or what? How should he opine? What opinion he should have? When they ask him, what do you say? Best one is, I don't know.
Is he mechoyev to go to jury duty al din al-chusa?
Pashtus, yeah. Pashtus, yeah. But he's going to get into a problem. He's going to get into a problem. First of all, the machlokes, if you could sit there. Second, how to pass. Or how to opine, what opinion to give.
Is it better to just ignore it?
Ignore it? No.
Excuses.
Better it isn't. Is it allowed to ignore it? Different question. Better it isn't, no. You're going to end up in it.
Is this Jewish defendants at this jury duty or?
See, to be a defendant altogether, you're perforce. You have no other alternative. A defendant basically hasn't got any issue. Because if he doesn't go, the judge will take care of him. So defendant that basically no issue, the issue is the plaintiff. So to defend a defendant or to help a defendant is a... Chilul Hashem is not in front of Goyim.
No, but...
Chilul Hashem is for Yidden.
Good, I have to be there, Api Halacha.
What din are they machus? Verstehnich. What din are they machus?
Jury duty.
You have to be there.
Right. So what's the
Chil Hashem? Chil Hashem. Shalom. You're not allowed to be there. When there is a stira between din are they machus and Shulchan Aruch. How do you pass can zog the shach in Ayin Gimel? Needless to say, how do you pass and kishon kmo Shulchan Aruch? When din are they machus are conflicts with the Aruch and Shulchan Aruch. Like you say, the Rebbe Malchus said you must not. You cannot use these tricks of Tisha B'Av and Olamoyed, Yom Kippur. Use the week of Yom Kippur also is the best. We have to fast, we have to prepare ourselves 3 days before, resting on bed, full rest. Oh, you don't eat 26 hours, no? Wow, how do you manage? Well, we rest 72 hours before. And that's very good, no problem, go. But all the Zachen, but Din HaMalchusa is fine so long there is no Din HaTorah against it. As a Paschal the Shachin and Gimel, he doesn't have to say, but don't push it. Some Sofer Tshuva and Chelek Vav, your eyes. You see, this machlok is the Rambam and the Ramban in Parshas Dos, Dorotem Vayishlach. There's a lot what to say there. But he writes on that machlok is, the Lekule Alma, less din ve less dayan. There's no question about. The whole Sheva mitzvahs shemonu chachomim livne noyach, ben noyach is neher agalehem. Well, that's a Gemara. And one of them, they counted is Gezel, and dinim, means to make dinim. We call the alma moedim, the ben noyach metzuve ad dinim omenes, kegoin, the marshal. The mechid dinim omenes, ben noyach is metzuve. I don't know, what can I tell you? Gzeilo, okay, gzeilo. Gnevo, gnevo. Gnevo, what else? What else, the marshal? Would you say, eno? No. Halvai will keep it to be Shaniyim. I know. I sell you a safer, a book, I don't know what. I convince you that this is $500.
This
is $500. I convince you. And you fall for it. Or I convince you that the camera is sold by itself and the case by itself. When I bought it from the company, it was together. So the camera, I make a benefit, the profit, and the case, another profit, and whatever they did. And that's Enoe. When I convince you that I'm the cheapest, and you aren't, or I know. The kovesh schar sachir, also mechuyovim. Kovesh schar, you don't pay on time. Goyim ha-metzuvah on that. Arba yidim will pay on time. The kovesh pays on time, for sure. But arba yidim will pay on time. V'hadoyim elaze. Then he goes in Tshuva Saramo, which I will not go into it now. Oh, you may say, since the judge is Goldberg, so what's the issue to the court? I know what I'm going to. Mrs. Goldberg. She's a Yid. Something was presented to Chazon Ish. By Yom Imahem, the beginning of the Medina, by the Supreme Court of the State of Israel. All the judges are Yidden. All of them. Then for sure, today I don't know, but then for sure. Pashtus, it was known that the judges were Yidden. By Yom Imahem for sure. Today, who knows, but then for sure. Is that called Mishpat Akum or Mishpat Israel? So even if they are hidden, it's not the Chazon Ish and Kina Nigres, that since Me'olam lo lomdu Dine HaToyro, they are worse than Goyim. Pavos worse than Goyim. Not Kanois. Because a Goy does Hoter. That's what he has. Over a Yid who has the Torah and left it and took Mishpatei HaGoyim is worse. Therefore, being Toveya in Bet Mishpat Elyon, Supreme Court or any other court in Eretz Yisrael is worse than in America. Or sometimes you have a judge in any other country in the world who's a Yid, like I said before. But you know how he's paskening, how he's judging. Ashofet hazeh posek al pi chukei hamedina. So that's also called Akoy shel Goyim. Although his name is Goldberg, and he might be a Frum Yid too. But he doesn't see anything wrong, which is wrong. I want to beat the Igres from the Chazon Ish, because it's a very important Igeret. Mishpat Elyon in Eretz Yisrael, the Supreme Court is even worse. They already involved themselves in matters which are not civil laws anymore. They involved themselves in kashrus. They involved themselves in limiting the power of Botidinim, Benogia Gittin. They involved themselves in Chilul Shabbos. When could you open and where could you open and when could you close? Nothing to do with it. They abused their authority, quote unquote, if they ever had it. So today, Bet Mishpat Elyon is even worse. Today, the Arkaot in Eretz Yisrael is even worse. But then the Chazon Ish wrote that Mali, if he's a Goy or if he's a Yid who was always a Torah and he never learned it. So his Yahadus doesn't cash in him. It's because he's a Yid. We'll find it. Stop. One more point. We're going to one more point. Very important nekuda, which is motzui, which are ish ve ishtoi. That's a big problem. Orders of protection, and so on and so forth, between husband and wife. A lady is tovea the husband in secular courts, or better say, family court. And she uses it to nehoitzi moment from the husband or any other rights that she may have which doesn't deserve al pidin. Bezdin should cancel her, and even Bezdin should make her lose the ksuba if she ever claims it, just for the fact she went to secular court. And again, when she tries to force the husband to give her, pay her, something she doesn't deserve, which are many, 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 many details into this. She will be considered oyveres aradas, which then you is mutar to give her a get against her will. As you and I know, Rabbeinu Gershom was machrim, 1,000 and etc. years ago, not to be megarish bal korcho. Pidina de Gemora, dina Torah, a person who megarish his wife bal korcho, throw the get on her face. He was upset of whatever reason. But Rabbeinu Gershom was machrim not to do it. Fine. There is a harem, not to be megarish against her will. But in this case, a oyveres aladas. Now the reason of Eres Aladas, she goes out with Pritzus. It's a Marshanta. That's for sure. Muta Legarish Bal Korcho. It's of Eres Aladas, she serves him treif. It's of Eres Aladas, she's not toivel. She goes to the mikveh, she doesn't park, she goes around, she comes back. That's of Eres Aladas. That's Zichar Muta Legarish Bal Korcho, but even if it's only that she sends him a summons, that's all, from secular courts, to be able to take some rights that she deserves there, quote unquote. She's a very saladas and is muta legare shoiso bal korcho.
All this assuming that they try to go to Bezdin first. This.
That's saying that it's even worse.
No, I'm saying they didn't try to go to Bezdin first, I'm saying.
And she was, they tried to go and she doesn't come to Bezdin.
Yeah,
sure.
She checked
yeah.
And he doesn't come.
Oh, he doesn't come, of course not. That's something else. Now, there is such a thing of Mokom Shembo Dayone Yisroel. In Gemara Shteta Zazach Dayone Surya. I don't know if you don't know the Surya. In Gira de Mahuse, Bezdin should be Surya. What was that? Not Bezdin in Syria. That's coming away. It was not the best din of Dayone Israel. It was the best din of you and I and him, who never learned Hoshem Mishpat, are Yidden, and Parsken Lefi Asechel Ha'enushi, that's it. Common sense. And because we live in a certain village, town, shtetl, that there are no Dayonim Mumchim, but there's no other way but to set a certain system, the issue of Oilom. So we appointed Chesnish, the Chazan, the Rabbi, the Gabbe, all three together, and they will judge according to the Ha'igayon, the common sense. That's Bezdin should be Surya. That was in practice in many shtetlach, in Europe, in other countries too. Again, because of the absence of a Bezdin. Let's say the Arba Tedinim. But there's an absence of the knowledge of the halacha. People never heard the shir. And she thinks, what's wrong to go to court? We're in America, we have equal rights. And she ignores totally. No one told her, totally, totally. And he also ignores, and everyone ignores. Possibly, she's not considered a oyveres aradas. Just like I will not judge today an Overes Saradas, an Isha that goes nicht zugedeckt, not with her hair covered. We will not call that an Overes Saradas. Shemuta legare shoiso bal korcho, is it? Although it's borer neshogon oruch. A Isha who doesn't go to mikveh might be. An Isha who feeds you, chas v'shalom, feeds the husband non-kosher, and gives the change. That's the very Saradas. Or an isha who claims in court, how much did she learn in Bes Yankev? How much she is exposed to this knowledge? So Beis Din will have to judge if she's amazing, or if she's a Oymer Mutar in Gansen, to judge if she is a Vere Saradas, Avadai, or better say, to judge if she has the penalties of a Vere Saradas. Avadai, she's a Vere Saradas. I'm sure you'd be amazed, they're honest. It's not coming at the Averis, the Averis.
If somebody has issues in his house with his landlord, is he allowed to call code compliance?
Oh. Court compliance and similar things to building department is not considered a court. Issues with the landlord, he didn't do what he did. You're not going to court for that. There is a certain, let's say, Irgun Kaze organization, whatever you want to call it, certain that you go there and they tell the landlord what he must do. It's not a judgment. It's not a shakla vetaria. Or judgments, or Otovea and Nitva. Avada, the landlord, the tenant is looking for something that the landlord doesn't supply. But that's not a court. Family court is a court. When there is an order of protection, problems, very common, very common. Husbands who don't behave, who abuse, verbally, b'chulu, children, wife, could you at least call the police for an order of protection? At least that. The big shaila between the yonim today, I personally, humbly and personally hold that for sure it's mutar. What could she do if he comes last night, 12 o'clock, not from Beis Medrash? And he, of course, he starts screaming and abusing the children, and all his chaos from the shesiyo, he pours on the children. All his chaos from the business doesn't go on the children. And the panic when Abba comes in. What should she do at 10:30 at night, 11, 12, call the Beis Din? Who is going to attend her? She has to call the police to put him in jail overnight. And two nights. And three nights until he behaves. And then we see. And if she goes that far, I'll prepare an order of protection, Erev Pesach, no Chatzos, and I'll teach him where to set the Haggadah. Because he is really bad. Or Erev Yom Kippur, I teach him how to say Kol Nidre. But she's doing it for protection. You could call the police for protection. You could call the police or any other system of protection if he abuses my driveway. That's not Moiser. That's Moshe, that's self-protection by law. Well, I told him many times, please, he doesn't care, he owns the street. So I don't want to use a knife with his tires. So I called the department, whatever department. They tow his car, he has to pay a fine. What should I do? Let him do evil and I am helpless? There is such a thing of protecting oneself. And using the constitution of the system of the country where he is to protect himself. When an isha goes to a court, secular court, to claim a get, if you don't give me a get, I'll report it to you to the IRS, Aleph Reish Samach. You know how common it is? You know how common it is an isha to go to court, you know, if you don't give me a get. To tell him, if you don't give me a get, I dial the number. So he gives a get. First of all, it's a get meusa. The get is bottom, it could be. Because if you don't give me a get, I take your money. Or if you don't give me a get, I give you to the akum, put you in jail. That's a real meusa. Aleph res samach, that's a mem vav samach resh bazur. That's a meusa. Now once she has the din of Moiser, the get that she gets, it's only 12 lines, that's all it is. Piece of paper with 12 lines. It's not a get. We should interrupt, and if anyone has questions, there is no promise of answers, but it's a, you could present
that it. Particular case that the Roha mentioned now about the...
Sorry.
The case that the Roha just mentioned, the woman who threatened her husband to go to call the IRS. In the Goshen court, she's as guilty as he is.
As she is. Because she signs.
No, because she's his wife.
Yeah, but sometimes he has his own business or his own things. Yeah, sometimes they are joined, sometimes they're not joined.
But what happened with that case? Let's say she obtains the
get. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference.
But it's invalid yet.
It's invalid yet, sure. Invalid. That and a paper with 12 lines is the same. You know the get has 12 lines, you know that. You know that by him she even, you don't say a get because a get is a... Some Mahmen, they say, 12 shuras.
Yeah. If a person gets a heter to go to our place from a Vezdin, is it a gezel if he passes the shlokim in Torah?
Sometimes, no. To get a heter, quote unquote, to go to Arkoyes, you're not going to get it so quickly from a Vezdin, so fast as you think. By the way, you should ask better. The question is a better question. How do you get a heter? Once I got a heter to go to Arkoyes. To get money, I don't deserve. To change Hashem's psak. Hello. What happened? What happened here? Bezni was mati. What is it? Hatoros Nedorim? What happened here? So it has to be very clear to Bezdin. But very, very clear that you deserve it. Because you broke the standard. And the mishpat, the din Torah is you deserve. But Ploini doesn't want to come to Beis Din. Then they'll judge if you could go to Beis Din or not. There is no Chilul Hashem anymore because he doesn't come to Beis Din anyway. That's it. And it's Borur Poshut that he owes you the money because he went into your car. So, there you judge. So they tell him to go to court and not that common. Bezdin will never allow you to go to court to get a psak or a decision that will pit in Torah you potur, is potur.
Doesn't Bezdin give a head to go to court if somebody, one of the parties, does not come to Bezdin?
It is, but depending.
In that case, they're not in the case, they don't know the details.
No, they have to hear what the case is. Why?
Let's say it's a divorce case. Right, so either the husband is not with the woman, the shoes not with the man.
Whatever, but you have to hear the claims. And to look into the claims before you give a heter to the plaintiff. Who comes to Beis Din, give me a heter. This is not done by phone or
they have no idea what the court is going to decide in that case. Let's say in a divorce case, who's going to get custody, who's going to get money.
Custody is not such a, let's say, clear-cut halacha. Custody is not clear-cut. It is in Shulchan Aruch, boys to the father, girls to the mother. Boys to the father, so he teaches them Torah. Girls to the mother, so she teaches them tznius. That's the halacha. It's not so. I mean, it is so in Shulchan Aruch. A boys to the father, he cannot handle the boys. He doesn't know. He has no knowledge how to handle a boy of 8 years old. He'll abuse him. He will not be able to. So that's the custody is by itself. And besides that, today's choik of this country is that Beis Din is not allowed to pass in custody. The judge will tear the psak of custody. Monies, we'll see. We'll see what does she want from him. Once I had the case that she wanted half of his practice. He didn't have the money. He had to sell the practice to pay her half of the practice. He was a doctor. And you know that the practice in this country is Dovah Shalom Bala Oilom. Because you started to be a doctor, you already are worth 5 million. You don't have the 5 million. But they judge you what you're going to make with so many patients and so many surgeries in 20 years. Dovah Shalom Bala Oilom. And he must pay half of 5 million. He had to borrow it. The secular divorce, you mean? After they have a get. Oh, that's also a problem. After they have a get, after the wife gets the get, she gets the get, amicably, in a social, in a fashionable manner, mm-hmm. in a friendly matter, then she sends him the azmona to call. Then she says, Irchem, Ichelem Vazen, I'll teach him how to dance. So now it could be the get is bottled. Because I didn't give you a get, so tomorrow you put me in jail. I had a case like this last year, within a year, in my kehila, in my shul, in my shir, one of the balabatim. Which I expelled him. I told him, you know, not to enter my share.
What was the case?
The case was that, exactly. He was his daughter. So he behaved like a tattler until the husband gave a get. Once he gave a get, he sent a claim against all his family that they're all abusive, and that's why he is abusive to his daughter, verbal abuse. Therefore, we are going to check each and every one of the children, father, mother, and this family is in the eve of making a hasana to a different child, and in the eve of making the hasana, Kumtara and the Schwarze interview each and every member of the family, how abusive are they. I was mevatel the get. I made a psak, we made a psak, the get is bought. And I informed the father, your daughter hasn't got a get. What do you mean? It was the end of May, the last week of May. He gave a get, the husband, via tatale, very nicely. And she accepted it nicely. And we made the takone and everything, no one should talk against anyone, v'chulu. And Oise Shunov Bimroimov, he went north, she went south. In June, he gets this summons from the courts, from the judge, that since she is claiming that the abuse of the husband came from the parents and other siblings, v'chulu, therefore everyone is under the screen.
The father was taking the
kama
on the family,
yeah.
But the husband gave
the gift. The husband gave it, knowing that his siblings and his parents are going to be, and him too.
But him and
his siblings.
But it wasn't the wife that took the kama on.
The wife is 20 years old.
Is it tonight like that?
The wife, there's no tonight. In Bezdin, we don't give gittin on tnoim.
Right.
Surely not. So but it's belibu belev kol odom. But volim shoot him. And I don't give you a get, so you, I gave you a weapon, so you shoot me? The get is a weapon. The get is an asset. The get is, I don't know what it is. I gave you a weapon, so you shoot me with it. Sure not. This is not my psak. A Grisha, Shalom Eliyoshiv Zatzal, Another person came paskan like that. Aram Moshe is mashma in a tshuva like that with a maise similar to this in Toronto. The tshuva is with someone in Toronto. Mishkna famina vos. Aram Moshe is mashma like that. A grisho paskan like that. That midei sofek get lo nafkinan. Amen. A sofek get and non get is the same.
Somebody asked, is
midinai
malchusa
birchus
nafkinan? To go and get divorced also in the courts,
secular courts? Yeah, you should do, yeah, sure. No Rav should perform chuppah kiddushin without knowing and approve that there is a civil marriage before. It's an evil, it's a risho gemuro to marry Yankel Butzora without a civil marriage. Very simple. Because if that marriage doesn't hold, she doesn't stand on anything. She has nothing. It doesn't mean she's going to go to court, but she has nothing.
What about going to court for appealing generally? For example, say, no smoking here, $500.
That's leman issue, that's fine. That's mine. That's fine, Mr. Man. The man, takonos a tzibur, such a thing, for example, it's very important. It's not a tviya, it's not a claim. It's not a claim, and it's not a plaintiff and a defendant, and it's not a mishpot. It's a nezikim which didn't exist with Man Chazal. Such a hezek did not exist, and today it's a hezek. By Yomi Ma'ende Pnei Yeshua writes in Beya, in Masecht Beya, that. To smoke on Yom Tov is a big mitzvah because helps digestion. It's ochel nefesh. It's helping eating. Ochel nefesh is mutar Yom Tov and it's good. It was healthy, but today something new for Avada. How are you going to enforce that? Because Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that also to smoke in the besmedresh, you mazik, you this, you that. Do people listen?